Marketing is everywhere. From the billboards on the highways to the notifications on your phone, we are constantly bombarded with people trying to sell us stuff. What makes good marketing? Are you doing enough in your life personally and professionally to market yourself? You have questions, and the Marketing Mad Men have answers. Search the Marketing Mad Men on Google or your favorite podcast provider to get practical marketing advice from expert guests who are shaping and reshaping the business world. They say marketing is a madman's game. Join the Marketing Mad Men every Saturday at 4 p.m. to find out why.
This is a 680 The Fan podcast. To hear more live and local sports content like this, tune into 680 AM or 93.7 FM or download the Fan app. Time to get you dialed into the biggest stories of the day. This is The Daily 10 with Matt Chernoff.
All right, everybody, here we go. It's time for the Friday edition of The Daily 10. We're all presented by Prize Picks. Your friend Matt back again, and we are ready to take you on our 10-minute sports journey together today. As I said, we're brought to you by Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app with more than 5 million members, and you should be the next to join. How do you join? Good question. Just download the Prize Picks app. Use my code MATT, M-A-T-T, for a first deposit match of up to $100. Again, download the Prize Picks app. Use my code MATT, M-A-T-T, for that first deposit match up to $100. Each and every day, I've been giving you guys a Braves power play of the day, and we have been rolling. You can follow at Real Matt Lanna. I tweet those in the morning typically for you. But you guys can play along. All you're doing is picking more or less on two or more player stats, and you're watching the winnings roll in. It's such a great way to enjoy the baseball, the NBA hoops, the Stanley Cup playoffs, and before you know it, the football. Again, download the Prize Picks app. Use my code Matt for that first deposit match of up to $100. Here's what's coming up today on our Ducks Dugout lineup. It's all brought to you by Ducks Dugout. As the Braves get ready for their trip to New York, they'll begin a three-game series with the Mets tonight. I think it's pretty obvious the Braves have some getting even to do this weekend. We'll tell you how that can happen. Plus, the Falcons need a 2016 sort of impact from their rookie class to achieve the goals that they're going to lay out in 2024. And the biggest question I have about Georgia's championship chances, it should be obvious, but I feel like it's being overlooked. We'll talk about that coming up in a moment. As I said, we are brought to you by Ducks Dugout. Ducks Dugout has one of the largest sports memorabilia showrooms in the nation, and they will be hosting Braves relief pitcher Jesse Chavez for an autograph signing next Saturday, May 18th. I repeat, Jesse Chavez, Braves pitcher at Ducks Dugout, doing a memorabilia and autograph signing May 18th at Ducks Dugout. Find out all the deets at DucksDugout.com. Go see them at 2800 Canton Road in Marietta, and see for yourself the 8,000-square-foot showroom with all the rare and exclusive items that a hardcore collector or just a novice and a fun sports fan will enjoy. Jesse Chavez next Saturday, Ducks Dugout in Marietta. So the Braves are going at it tonight in New York against the Mets, who are 18-18. The Braves come in winners of two in a row. They're 22-12. They come off that series sweep, the quick one, against the Red Sox. Tonight, the Braves will send Charlie Morton to the hill against Mets lefty Jose Quintana. Tomorrow night, Bryce Elder, should I say tomorrow afternoon, that's a 4-10 start with Bryce Elder against Christian Scott for the Mets, and a Sunday night with Max Fried against Sean Manaea, that's at 7-10. Mets come in, as I said, at 500, still trying to kind of keep their head above water. The Braves come in a 22-12 record, which has the second-best mark in the National League. Now, you always want to measure yourself against what you consider to be the best, and I know the Mets always look at the Braves that way. No offense to the first-place Phillies. The Mets took 2-3 against the Braves last time they met in Atlanta. And remember how the final game ended? There was a game, a rain delay, and then a rain out, and then the final game. The afternoon game, the Mets won 16-4 over the Braves. The great Luis Guillorme came out of the bullpen that day, and the Braves went with the position player because things were out of hand. If memory served, he gave up like a grand slam and a bunch of runs, and the Mets won that game easily. So as I said, the Braves have some getting even to do. After this three games, if the Braves can take care of their business in New York and take 2-3, the schedule gives the Braves a lot of home games, which right now they're the best home team in baseball at 13-4, so you'll take your chances anytime you're playing at Truist Park. After the Braves get done in New York, they will play 14 of their next 20 at the friendly confines of Truist Park. So 3 in New York and then 14 of 20 at home. We'll see if the Braves can separate a little bit with some wins here in New York and then by taking care of their home business. First game tonight, 7-10. Charlie Morton gets the ball for the Braves. All right, I told you the Falcons need to get a 2016 sort of impact from their rookie class if they're going to achieve what they want in 2024. We'll talk about that coming up in a moment. First, let me remind you, we are brought to you by USA Insulation. Insulation's not something you think about until it's time. And by time, I mean it's July 4th. It's 95 degrees out. You're going to have a house full of people, and all of a sudden, upstairs is like 7 degrees warmer than downstairs. Why? We have an insulation problem. You just had the AC repaired. You know, that's fine. What's happening is your AC is escaping your home. You're like 90% of homeowners whose homes are under-insulated. USA Insulation will rectify that situation by coming out, offering you a free inspection, and if need be, a free consultation to work on getting your insulation squared away for the hot summer months. They're the only company that can install the USA Premium Injection Foam into your existing walls. And right now, if you're a listener to the Daily 10, which you're listening, and you get your insulation project on the books, just mention me in the Daily 10, and they will offer you 0% financing for 72 months. Again, 0%, no interest, 72 months. Go to usainsulation.net. Falcons minicamp gets underway, rookie version of minicamp this morning, out in Flowery Branch. So the first chance to see the rooks on the field, including Michael Penix Jr., who we found out yesterday will be wearing the number 9. The rest of the class will also get their first opportunity to work on the field in the classroom with coaches. When I told you this class needs to give the Falcons a 2016 kind of an impact, that would get the Falcons back to a position where they have a chance to be a playoff team. Now, I'll take you back to 2016. When I tell you the class, that draft class, had as much impact as anything that happened to that team, that's saying a lot, because in free agency, the Falcons hit home runs. Remember, they added Alex Mack, Mohamed Sanu, Dwight Freeney, and even little Taylor Gabriel in free agency, and they all performed. But the rookie class did even more. Keanu Neal was the first-round pick. He started from the jump. Deion Jones was the second-round pick. He was a starter right off the top of the season. Austin Hooper was the third-round pick and became the starter when Jacob Tammy got hurt, and Austin got better and better. Devondre Campbell played a lot as a rookie. He was a fourth-round pick. And Brian Poole, undrafted free agent out of Florida, stepped right into the nickel role, the starting nickel spot for the Falcons, and they all contributed. So you had a corner, a linebacker, a safety, another linebacker, and another safety in Keanu Neal all performing. Now, it's a lot to ask of this group, because typically when you're looking at second and third day draft picks, you don't usually get that same kind of impact, but who knows? The Falcons invested picks in three defensive linemen in the middle rounds of the draft. They even added Zion Logue late in the draft. They added a linebacker in J.D. Bertrand in the fifth round. They added a receiver who can play some special teams in K.C. Washington. And they offered themselves a chance with a third running back with Jace McClellan to do some stuff offensively behind Bijan Robinson and Tyler Algier. So it's a big expectation, but they're going to need it because I don't think they're investing much more in free agency. It looks pretty obvious that they're going to battle with the team they have. So they're going to need something out of Rook or Brandon Dorlus or Braylon Trice early on to help this team fill the role, at least defensively, to keep the opponents out of the end zone enough where Kirk Cousins and the Falcon offense can go to work and do their job. We'll see what it looks like. Rookie mini camp this weekend, then voluntary OTAs come up on Monday. All right, coming up, I want to talk about the biggest question I have about Georgia's championship chances this season, and it's not being talked about enough, I don't think. I'll share it with you guys coming up in a moment after I share a good decision. And that good decision for you guys is making sure you're squared away with your home and car insurance. Thanks to the Rhodes Group, my buddy Clayton Rhodes and his team in the northern suburbs of Atlanta, their job is to shop your rates and get you the best policy, the best coverage, but also save you some serious coin in the process. When is the last time you shopped your rates? When's the last time you had an independent insurance agency put their eyes on it? And I say independent agency because those big national brands, you just become a number to them. The most important number for you should be the money you save on your home and car insurance. If you let the Rhodes Group shop for you, you will save and they will do it super quick. You can get up to at least, and I should mention at least 10, home and car insurance quotes in under 10 minutes. Maybe they get you more, maybe you find the best deal, and you get the best rate. Go to rhodes-group.com/churnoff. It's spelled R-H-O-A-D-S. rhodes-group.com/churnoff, or call them. You can get the rates right over the phone at 678-341-9667 for the Rhodes Group. Now that the weekend is upon us, you got a big weekend series with the Braves and the Mets to watch. You got a full weekend of NBA playoff hoops, Stanley Cup, all of it in front of you, and you need TVs all around you to see it. That's where I highly recommend the Daily Draft in downtown Woodstock. That's my go-to sports bar. It's on Main Street, right there in downtown Woodstock, among all the restaurants, bars, and nightlife. You can check it out for yourself when you go downtown Woodstock. If you're coming from Roswell or Milton or Alpharetta, you're not far. Same thing if you're coming from Canton or Kennesaw. And if you're coming from Woodstock, you're already in the backyard of the Daily Draft. What you'll see, a craft beer bar. Awesome. Self-serve taps along a beer wall. Awesome, awesome. The biggest and best big screen in the suburbs. Super awesome. Two stories of great sports views, a second to none menu, and the best wait staff around. It's what you need in a sports bar, and it's waiting for you. You can follow the Daily Draft on Instagram or Facebook to keep up all the goings on at the Daily Draft. So I saw a list of five Georgia football offseason questions that were asked by DogNation.com about Kirby Smart and his coaching staff and things they're going to have to answer coming up this season. And their five are all intriguing and they all make sense. Dog Nation wrote, Carson Beck's big jump. What's the jump he's going to make in his second year starting? Can they find their go-to receiver? The running back rotation, what it's going to look like now with Trevor Etienne and others mixed in. And the secondary, how will that sort itself out? But they also mentioned the backup quarterback derby, which it does matter if Carson Beck was to get banged up. All those are important parts of the Georgia 2024 story. But I think the biggest story to me, how is their defensive line going to get after quarterbacks? I think that was the biggest piece missing a year ago. Georgia consistently being able to get pressure on quarterbacks, getting quarterbacks on the ground. And it did not hurt them, although it was dangerous in more games than we would like to remember, whether it was Missouri or a few other games that were Auburn, games that were closer than they should have been. But it really manifested itself in the SEC championship game. And if you want to compare Georgia's matchup to Alabama against Michigan's, when Michigan played Bama, they got consistent pressure on Jalen Milroe. They got him on the ground. When Georgia played Milroe, they couldn't get him on the ground consistently. He escaped the pocket multiple times and made plays with his feet. And he also kept plays alive to let stuff develop downfield. If you're Georgia, and I know Kirby Smart is going to make this a big portion of what he wants to see defensively, he talks about havoc plays, and that's typically trying to cause turnovers to do some different things, but can they cause chaos to get in quarterbacks' faces, to cause the turnovers, to cause the sacks that they've been missing? Georgia, once again, will see Jalen Milroe in the regular season. They'll play Quinn Ewers at Texas, not to mention matchups with Clemson, Ole Miss, Kentucky, some other quarterbacks along the way that they're going to need to find a way to get consistent pressure. As good as their defense was a year ago, they just could not do that consistently. We'll see if that, to me, becomes the biggest talking point heading into the 2024 season. All right, if you guys would do me a favor of subscribing to the podcast wherever it is you're listening right now, it'll guarantee it's waiting for you at 10 a.m. each and every morning. I will guarantee I'll talk to you on the radio later this afternoon at 2 o'clock on 680 The Fan in Atlanta. We're back again Monday for the next edition of the Daily 10, all presented by Prize Picks.
Subscribe to the Daily 10 now and get the latest breaking news and biggest stories of the day every morning. Get more at 680thefan.com or subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Google, or wherever you get your favorite shows. This is a 680 The Fan podcast. To hear more live and local sports content like this, tune into 680 AM or 93.7 FM or download the Fan app.
A lifetime of hard work, children laughing in the kitchen, family photos on a restaurant wall, a legacy that lives on. It all comes from the power of a conversation, like the one Tommy Hall had with First Horizon Bank about taking over his father's Charleston-based restaurant business. Now the table is set for a whole new generation. First Horizon Bank, let's find a way. Go to firsthorizon.com/Tommy. First Horizon Bank, member FDIC.
Marketing is everywhere. From the billboards on the highways to the notifications on your phone, we are constantly bombarded with people trying to sell us stuff. What makes good marketing? Are you doing enough in your life personally and professionally to market yourself? You have questions and the Marketing Mad Men have answers. Search the Marketing Mad Men on Google or your favorite podcast provider to get practical marketing advice from expert guests who are shaping and reshaping the business world. They say marketing is a madman's game. Join the Marketing Mad Men every Saturday at 4 p.m. to find out why.
Hey, Atlanta, Hudson Mason here. Is a new roof still on your to-do list, but you've been delayed due to rising home service costs? Well, here's a fantastic solution from Accent Roofing Service. Zero down, zero payments, and zero interest for a full year. That's right. You can get your new roof now and start paying next year. Act quickly because Accent's incredible offer of 000 with a 12-month deferred payment option for a lifetime roof system isn't going to last long. Contact the craftsman at Accent Roofing Service today. AccentRoofingService.com.